latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start with the news that midfielder Bernardo Silva admits the chance to work with Pep Guardiola was too good to turn down this summer. The Portugal international decided to leave Monaco after winning the Liga title, following a three-year stay in France. City paid £43 million for his services after he impressed in France and the Champions League last season. Former Premier League champions had to fight off competition from former other European giants, but Silva admits Guardiola was key in his move. He told Sky Sports, "When you have a coach like Guardiola, you cannot say no, because of the way he plays and the style his teams play. Also the quality of players that Man City have. When you have the opportunity to play with David Silva, Kevin De Bruyne, Sergio Aguero, I could say all of them. To be trained by Guardiola, and from the best, you cannot say no. When he also gives you the freedom to play and use your qualities, it's been a pleasure. I've learned a lot already." Moving on then, Guardiola insists he is happy with Sergio Aguero, but insists he must be fair to the rest of the squad. Before the international break, Aguero was a substitute in the Premier League clash against Bournemouth, much to the disgust of the club's fans. City eventually found a way to win with Raheem Sterling scoring late on, but Aguero then failed to play for Argentina in their two World Cup qualifiers. He's back in training with the City squad ahead of a busy few weeks, but Guardiola insists he has no problem with the fans' favourites. He told Sky Sports, "Aguero is okay. It is because he has two stupid managers that he hasn't been on the field. That is the only reason. There are no doubts about the quality of Sergio, but we have to handle a squad of 20 or 21 players. We have to be honest and treat everyone the same. It is not that when Sergio plays, I am happy with him, and when he doesn't play, I am not happy with him." That's all then for today's headlines. We'll have more news later.